This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that it's supposed to be a day of rage. A day of resistance where people who want to identify with the profoundly brutal and evil terrorist group Hamas feel free to come out and make idiots of themselves. One of those people is, of course, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. She put a Palestinian flag up on the outside of her office. And this was a bit controversial because she didn't have it there before. And yes, she is of Palestinian heritage and she has relatives back in the Middle East. They live under the Palestinian Authority, by the way, not in Israel proper. But Rashida Tlaib is one of those people who chose to put up the Palestinian flag now because that's the flag that Hamas uses. And wouldn't it be easier, wouldn't it be wonderful if the Palestinian Authority of Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, the 87-year-old president of the Palestinian people, of the Palestinian Authority, he, by the way, is now going into his 22nd year of his four-year term. He's suspended elections. But in any event, if after the terror attack, if people like Mahmoud Abbas had said something like, we are appalled by actions that were committed under our flag, but the fact that a member of the U.S. Congress felt comfortable enough to put up a flag, the same flag that was used by the killers and terrorists who came into homes and into villages, killed at least 1,200 people, virtually all of whom were innocent. They were concert goers at a desert concert that they were celebrating. 260 people killed there. But what's phenomenal is that there's been a response in the House of Representatives. Now, they've got enough conflict back and forth, and this is a more traditional partisan conflict, and it's also one between good and evil. Brian Mast, who is a representative from Florida, he is not Jewish, and I say that because he decided to come to work today in the Congress of the United States wearing a uniform of the Israel Defense Forces. It was his uniform. He posted today on X as the only member to serve with both the United States Army and the Israel Defense Forces, I will always stand with Israel. I know that those on the ground are willing to give their last breath for their country and for their friends, family, and neighbors. My prayers are with them. By the way, the same Brian Mast lost both his legs in service to our country in Afghanistan. He was as you can imagine, with that kind of devastating injury, he had a tough time making a full recovery. But he has, and he also issued a post earlier today about Rashida and her flag. And what he said, very simple post, Tlaib's got her flag. I got my uniform. Global day of rage, my ass. by the way, Tlaib, a Democrat from Detroit, is facing censure for her response to the attack on Israel. U.S. Representative Jack Bergman filed a censure resolution against Tlaib, saying she has a long history of making anti-Semitic and anti-Israel remarks. This comes after Tlaib, a Palestinian-American, released a statement following the attack that, of course, that occurred last Saturday, 6 days ago. And she wrote in her statement, "I grieve the Palestinian and Israeli lives lost yesterday, today and every day. I am determined as ever to fight for a just future where everyone can live in peace without fear and with true freedom, equal rights, and human dignity." Fine, fine, fine. "The path to that future must include lifting the blockade, ending the occupation, and dismantling the apartheid system that creates the suffering, dehumanizing conditions that can lead to resistance. The failure to recognize the violent reality of living under siege, occupation, and apartheid makes no one safer." Okay, what's crazy about this is there is no occupation. I mean, I ask a very simple question. Can someone explain to me how there is an occupation when there is not a single soldier, police officer, bureaucrat, businessman? Jews are not welcome in Gaza. They're not allowed there. There used to be 8,000 Jewish settlers who'd establish communities, but the Palestinians not only insisted in their removal, and they were removed to give them a chance to create their pure, perfect, unspoiled, Jew-free Palestinian commonwealth. Not only were they removed, but the dead bodies. They had synagogues there in those communities in Guf Katif and in Gush Katif, and those bodies that were buried in the cemeteries there had to be moved. Because, yeah, and this is Congressman Bergman, who is responding to Rashida Tlaib, where she says, "As long as our country provides billions in unconditional funding to support the apartheid government, this heartbreaking cycle of violence will continue." Well, there's no apartheid in Gaza. You know why? Because there's nothing else other than Palestinians. Any apartheid is Palestinians against some fellow Palestinians who may not be as radical as Hamas, or Hamas expects you to be. Here's Congressman Bergman responding to Tlaib.
"Here, I just introduced a resolution to censure Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. I don't take this action lightly, but her longstanding history of anti-Semitic and racist rhetoric towards Israel cannot go unchecked. While we don't all have to see eye to eye on every issue, I'd hope we can all agree that the terrorists raping women, murdering festival goers, and decapitating babies is a crime against all of humanity, and we must be able to call out that kind of unbridled evil in our world. Unfortunately, Congresswoman Tlaib chose a different path and justified the terrorist actions based on so-called Israeli occupation. We must never forget that Israel was founded as a safe haven for Jews after the scourge of anti-Semitism in Europe led to extermination of more than 6 million Jews. Hamas, Hezbollah, and other terrorist organizations operating within Gaza and the West Bank share one goal: to eliminate the state of Israel. I will always stand with Israel, and I will never waver in supporting its right to self-defense."
And that's Congressman Bergman, who is no fan of Rashida Tlaib. By the way, Steny Hoyer, who's a nice man, and I've gotten to know, he's a former minority leader for the Democrats in the House of Representatives. He said about Rashida Tlaib, "She's Palestinian. It doesn't matter that, it doesn't mean that she's a terrorist. It doesn't mean that she condones this." Okay, then why hasn't she spoken with unequivocal condemnation? And then Steny Hoyer said, "I fly a Danish flag at my house." No reason to be embarrassed by a Danish flag. Reasons to be embarrassed by flying a Palestinian flag at your U.S. government office. We'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
You don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Michael Medved Show. I just wanted to catch up on one item that I do think is important to provide, is that Jack Bergman, whose voice we played condemning Rashida Tlaib and speaking about how he stands with Israel, is a Lutheran. He is also, much more importantly, maybe not more importantly, but similarly importantly, he's a Marine. And he is a retired lieutenant general in the Marine Corps who served as commanding general of the Marine Forces Reserve and Marine Forces North. He also served as a naval aviator flying rotary-winged aircraft such as the CH-46 and UH-1, as well as fixed-wing aircraft such as the T-28 and KC-130. We have a friend who is a former Marine aviator. I mean, these guys are serious. And Jack Bergman, who has been a member of Congress, conservative Republican member of Congress since getting elected in 2016, really deserves some credit for his service to his country and for his clarity at a moment of some confusion. And there is a great deal of confusion. To go to some of the Days of Rage individuals and their points of view, there is a students at the campus of George Mason University, and their chance, at least their chance, is a little bit more inventive. This is what they had to say on their Day of Resistance gathering today. This is clip 18. Okay, free, free Palestine, long live Palestine. What they were chanting before is they've got tanks, we've got hang gliders, glory to the resistance fighters. The people who came down on the hang gliders then got down on the ground and started firing indiscriminately into concert goers in the desert, killed 260 people. Mutilated particularly some of the female bodies, because that's what they do. Oh, and then there's this headline, Trump calls for impeachment. And this would be more effective or something without the context, but I have to give the context too. Trump calls for Tlaib's impeachment over silence on Hamas terrorism questions. I think she's terrible, Trump said. He's right. I think she's a horrible representative of our country, and frankly, she should be impeached for that. Well, that's not grounds for impeachment. It's not a high crime or misdemeanor. That's what she should be. That's barbaric. You look at what they've done to little children, babies, where they cut off their heads. It's not even believable that we're having this conversation, but nobody's seen anything like that. And the problem is that this comes after Trump has already drawn a very strong condemnation for calling for somebody else's impeachment. He wants to impeach Bibi Netanyahu. No, this is nutty. I mean, really, really nutty. But U.S. President Donald Trump has reportedly told pro-Israel Republican allies and donors that he wants Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu impeached, and that's in quotes, over the Hamas attacks, according to a new report. The report comes hours after he publicly assailed Netanyahu for allowing the Hamas attack to happen, noting it never would have happened if the 2020 election was not rigged. He additionally called Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, who's one of the finest people in government in Israel. He's a national hero. Trump called him a jerk, while branding Hezbollah as very smart. This is from Haaretz, the a prominent Israeli newspaper. His comments are in significant and widespread criticism from the White House, you can imagine, Republican presidential contenders, good, and senior Israeli officials considered close allies with Netanyahu. Trump has also reportedly asked his longtime advisors whether he should publicly call for Netanyahu's immediate resignation. His advisors advised President Trump he should wait several days due to the Hamas attack on Israel being so fresh. How about if you wait till never? First of all, the whole idea, impeachment doesn't exist in the Israeli parliamentary system. It's called a vote of confidence. In other words, you go to the Knesset and you place a motion of no confidence, and if the majority of the members of parliament vote no confidence, then you've got a new election. That's how they ended up with those five elections in 4 years. And the idea that right now, when they've just established a unity government, that there should be an impeachment, which doesn't exist in the Israeli system. Trump further criticized Netanyahu by comparing him to the very weak, in quotes, majority of American Jews who opted to vote for U.S. President Joe Biden over him in the 2020 presidential election. Trump has previously and repeatedly used his self-proclaimed unprecedented, that's in quotes, support for Israel as a deflection against accusations of anti-Semitism, all while invoking dual loyalty tropes and deeming Jews who vote for Democrats as very disloyal to Israel. Trump's opinion of American Jews, however, have deteriorated into stereotypes for decades, touching on tropes of wealth, power, and status. He told a campaign rally in Florida, "I'll never forget that Bibi Netanyahu let us down. That was a very terrible thing, I'll say that." He was complaining about the fact that Netanyahu did not think it was appropriate for Israel to get involved in the assassination of Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps General Qasem Soleimani, before saying Israel, quote, needed to straighten it out following the intelligence failure leading to the Hamas attack. Trump also accused very smart Hezbollah of deciding to attack Israel from the Lebanon border because U.S. President Joe Biden told them not to do so. Well, there's more. We will be speaking to a Republican alternative to Washington's all-Democratic government. I mean, not Washington, D.C., the state of Washington. Possibility of a conservative Republican governor? Yeah, really. Dave Reichert joining us coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Qatar for talks with that nation's prime minister regarding the Israeli-Hamas conflict. Main topics of discussion include prioritizing the safety of civilians and exploring avenues to reduce the intensity of the conflict.
As Israel continues to respond to Hamas's devastating attack, the United States will ensure that it has what it needs to defend its people.
Additionally, approximately $6 billion in Iranian assets are presently held in a Qatari bank as part of an agreement for a potential future humanitarian effort in exchange for prisoners with the U.S. House Republicans continue their search for a new speaker. Majority Leader Steve Scalise withdrew from the race last night, unable to secure the necessary votes for a full chamber election. And today marks World Egg Day. Established in 1996, today aims to highlight the nutritional advantages of eggs and their crucial role for families. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Medved Show. It's a great honor to welcome to the show for the first time since he has become a candidate for governor of the state of Washington that I enthusiastically support. He is one of those people who can help make Washington, I believe, a two-party state. This is a state that hasn't had a Republican governor since the 1980s. 1980s, really. Dave Reichert needs not much of an introduction to people in the Seattle area, but maybe the rest of the state. You need to know that he has served with great distinction as a member of Congress for the 8th District. He is a former elected sheriff of King County. He's a hero of law enforcement, celebrated for catching up with the Green River Killer and many other triumphs as a leader in law enforcement. And he is also a former member of the Air Force Reserve before serving in political positions. Dave Reichert, thank you for joining us on the show and congratulations on the campaign. Let me get right to it. It's been so long since we've had a Republican governor. What are people going to see being handled very differently on, for instance, the all-important issue of crime?
Well, I think the first thing you're going to see is someone who has some experience and knowledge with the criminal justice system. And as you mentioned, my experience there extended for a long period of time, 33 years, from working in jails and working on patrol, putting my life on the line day in and day out, working as a detective and working with human trafficking and managing a law enforcement agency that was the 12th largest in the country and the largest in the state of Washington. So that management experience, and especially important through 1999 and WTO, that was challenging for most law enforcement agencies. So I think in number one, that experience certainly lines up with the major issues that we're facing within the criminal justice right now. And one of those would be the release of violent criminals, and that's one of the first things that I would like to address as the governor. The people working in the parole board are appointed by the governor. And I've had experience here over the last 5 years trying to keep people invested for very violent crimes, including murder. And the desire of the current government and the appointees by the current governor have been to let these violent criminals out. So, number one, we're going to keep violent criminals in jail. Number two, we're going to enthusiastically encourage and support law enforcement officers and their efforts to keep our communities safe by enforcing the laws. And those are just two simple things right off the bat that I could mention on the criminal justice system. I have a lot of ideas, obviously.
It's very, very important that you do, because all the surveys, this is the one thing that people care about most. The two issues that people are most upset about are related, actually. It's crime and homelessness. In terms of the explosion of homelessness everywhere, we've had a tremendous amount of expenditure of money, a tremendous amount of conversation. Nothing seems to work. What would a Governor Reichert do differently?
Well, I think when you look at homelessness, that's the first thing. When you talk about that, that's the first word that's used, and people immediately then go to, okay, we need to find them a home. But in my opinion, the first things we need to address are the issues of mental illness and drug addiction, and giving them assistance in addressing those issues in their personal lives, and then helping them find permanent homes. Temporary homes could be, it's been mentioned McNeil Island could be remodeled and used as a, I'd like to call McNeil Island Hope Island. You know, if we get the opportunity to use that for people who need help getting off drugs, getting off alcohol, having that opportunity, and then moving them into halfway houses and slowly reentering those people into the community so they can become productive citizens. One of the other important things I think we need to do is to rehire those first responders and medical professionals who were fired during the COVID episode. We need those medical professionals back. We're short of professionals who can help with mental health issues and drug addiction issues and other health issues. We're short of our first responders, EMTs, paramedics who were fired during that period of time. And so we need to get those resources back. And those are two quick thoughts on homelessness. And I'd also mention, you really can't separate, as you sort of hinted, you can't separate the criminal aspect, criminal justice aspect, from the homeless issue. When you have homelessness, and you really can't separate it from the economic issue either, but you have homeless people living in the doorways of our homes and businesses in our major cities in the state. Businesses close, jobs are lost, people are unemployed, some become homeless, some move out of the state, the business goes with them, they leave their families, and it's just this vicious cycle, and those people on the street become victims of violent crimes. There are bad people who are preying on those people who are in need of our help. We just can't continue to walk by them laying on the sidewalk, passed out at a doorway.
Congressman Reichert, finally, you mentioned the economy. That's the third big concern that people have. Do you think that raising government expenditures and raising tax revenues is somehow going to help the state's economy? What should the approach be that's different from what we've seen with Governor Inslee?
Yes, that's a great question. The way that it's been described to me and that I can see from my own personal vantage point, having lived here my entire life, is we are in an environment where this government now maintains control over applying tax upon tax upon tax upon tax and regulation upon regulation upon regulation. Just over the past 2 weeks, in speaking with city council members and school board members and local officials throughout the state, one of the number one issues is local control. A lot of edicts come from the state government, especially when it concerns homelessness and crime. And these local governments want to have control over those issues themselves. So we talk about some of the taxes that are piled upon people. We're talking about the most recent capital gains tax. And, I've lost track of how many times we have in this state voted not to have an income tax, but yet...
It's clear what the people want in this regard. I'm sorry that we're running out of time here, but I do want to tell people, for more information on Dave Reichert and his campaign for governor, his campaign to make Washington into a two-party state, not a one-party state, go to ReichertForGovernor.com. That's R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T for Governor.com. There's much more to talk about, Congressman Reichert, and I look forward to doing that as we move forward. Dave Reichert, a candidate for governor to make a real difference in the state of Washington. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Michael Medved Show. There is a great deal of criticism from fellow Republicans, and it's different than usual because as anyone who's watched the first two debates, even some of the Republicans on stage, other than Chris Christie, there are very few prominent Republicans, people like Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley or Tim Scott or the others who are running for president, who would criticize President Trump even when he's just completely off his rocker. And I'm sorry, the stuff about impeaching Netanyahu, doesn't President Trump have enough challenges right now? There's this in the Wall Street Journal today. And again, the Wall Street Journal is a Republican newspaper. It's part of the Rupert Murdoch, Fox News, News Corp. And they write in an editorial today. This is the editorial from the Wall Street Journal. It's not an opinion piece. They say that Mr. Netanyahu is the political leader of America's closest friend in the Middle East, which is staring down the worst security crisis in 50 years. At least 27 Americans are dead, and more are missing and being held hostage. But Mr. Trump can't separate this from his personal grievances. He says he's angry because Mr. Netanyahu publicly acknowledged that President Biden won the 2020 election. As if a foreign leader could say anything else. Quote, he was very early, like earlier than most. I haven't spoken to him since. F him, he told a writer for Axios. For once, Mr. Trump's competition for the GOP presidential nomination is criticizing him. But Mr. Trump can't help himself from making everything about himself. This is the Wall Street Journal writing. That's the same way he handled the COVID crisis, and it's what voters would get in a second Trump term in a much more dangerous world. And Wolf Blitzer, has, who's been extremely emotional and very, very reliable, it seems to me, in reporting on the situation in Israel and the new war in Israel, he actually played a bit of what Trump had to say during his rally in West Palm Beach, and then got a reaction from Governor Chris Christie, who is also running for president. This was on CNN. Listen.
Hope Hezbollah doesn't attack from the north, because that's the most vulnerable spot. I said, wait a minute. You know, Hezbollah is very smart. They're all very smart.
You slammed Trump up for these comments, accusing him of praising murderers. Why do you think so many Republicans seem untroubled by Trump's comments?
You know, I don't know that that's true. I think there might be a lot of Republicans who are troubled by his comments. But, Wolf, let's make it clear. He's a fool. He's a fool. Only a fool would make those kind of comments. Only a fool would give comments that could give aid and comfort to Israel's adversary in this situation. And he always places it in the context of himself. He went on in those comments to talk about his resentment towards Prime Minister Netanyahu because they had a disagreement regarding the actions we took regarding Soleimani. And he says, I still am angry with Netanyahu about that, implying that that's the motivation for his comments. This is someone who cares not about the American people, not about the people of Israel, but he cares about one person and one person only, the person he sees in the mirror when he wakes up in the morning. As a Republican Party, we cannot, once again, nominate a fool like this to be our nominee and get him anywhere near the presidency of the United States. Desperate times like we see in Ukraine right now, like we see in Israel right now, lets the American people know how important the American presidency is, not just to us, but to the whole world, Wolf. And having a fool like Donald Trump, who would make those comments in the tone that he made them, is proven to folks that he has no business being president of the United States.
The Nikki Haley was asked about the same comments by President Trump about how smart Hezbollah is and basically complaining about Netanyahu, etc. She was asked about it at a town hall, and this was her response.
President
Listen.
Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, let us down. And he also said Hezbollah was very smart. What do you make of those statements?
We all need to acknowledge it is time for a new generational leader, that we have to leave the negativity and the chaos and the baggage of the past. This is exactly what I'm talking about. He keeps taking it back to what happened before. This is a dangerous world. I don't want to hear from him how great Hezbollah is. I don't want to see him congratulate the Communist Party anymore. I don't want him hitting Netanyahu. He's going through regardless of what you think about Netanyahu. This is not about Netanyahu. This is about the people of Israel. This is about the fact that when they were dragging those bodies through the streets and they were celebrating, what were they saying? They were saying, death to Israel, death to America. That's what this is about. We can't have someone who's so clouded with the past that they can't see the future. That's what I want to do. We need someone with clarity.
She
think Donald Trump was the right president at the right time.
Okay, she goes on and talks about, but that was a different time. And she obviously is gaining some initiative and momentum in her own campaign. The Book of Proverbs in the King James Version, chapter 17, verse 28, it writes, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. I think I'll let that stand without comment. Will shutteth my lips and be a man of understanding. Speaking of a man of understanding, we have David French coming up talking about the laws of war as they pertain to the situation in Gaza. But first, one of the disappointing aspects of the entire national reaction to this war has been the statements from many academics, which have been mushy and confused. And Harvard President Claudine Gay, for instance, took it upon herself to defend the speech of the pro-Hamas groups, 30 of them at Harvard, who blamed Israel solely for the terror attacks against Israel. Listen, this is a president of Harvard, Claudine Gay.
Our university rejects terrorism. That includes the barbaric atrocities perpetrated by Hamas. Our university rejects hate hate of Jews, hate of Muslims, hate of any group of people based on their faith, their national origin, or any aspect of their identity. Our university rejects the harassment or intimidation of individuals based on their beliefs. And our university embraces a commitment to free expression. That commitment extends even to views that many of us find objectionable, even outrageous. We do not punish or sanction people for expressing such views. But that is a far cry from endorsing them. It's in the exercise of our freedom to speak that we reveal our characters, and we reveal the character of our institution. We can issue public pronouncements declaring the rightness of our own points of view and vilify those who disagree, or we can choose to talk and to listen with care and humility, to seek deeper understanding, and to meet one another with compassion.
Okay, I'm sorry, when she says we can pursue deeper understanding with people who are praising Hamas as resistant fighters and saying that it was the State of Israel which was the attacked, not the attacker. The State of Israel was solely responsible for the violence in the Middle East. That is what the groups at Harvard said that she was basically defending. There's a terrific alternative to what we just heard from the president of Harvard. The president of the University of Florida sent out a terrifically worded letter. We will share it with you. It's by Ben Sasse. Remember him? Former U.S. Senator, conservative Republican from Nebraska. He's now president of the University of Florida. He was outstanding on this issue. We'll speak to somebody else who is outstanding and a clear thinker and a veteran of hard-fought wars.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.